Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slut troll.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Party Sexy, Sexy Time. Sexy Time.
Ooh.
Sexy Time.
Vince in the Bay.
Party Sexy, Sexy Time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to the club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is back, dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you, you're dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo bo bo boy. I want to be a disco boy. I want to dance with you. Want to hold you tight. Want to make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo bo bo boy. I want to be a disco boy. I want to dance with you. Want to hold you tight. Want to make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time.
Cactus Patriot Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
On the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora. Peligrosa para la integridad del
Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party Sexy Time.
Sexy Time, and it's barely Saturday night here in the Bay Area. It's 11:38 p.m., getting a super late start, but it don't matter. It's Party Sexy Time. We can do that anytime. Don't matter. And Keisha's here. Hey, Keisha, is that
I
you?
I am here. That's hey. Me. I'm in the fucking drive-thru getting a smoothie.
Ooh, that sounds good. What flavor?
Oh, strawberry banana, of course.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
My
oh, my God. You people are making me hungry.
Yeah. I got ditched today. I'm bummed. So
what's up,
now,
fucked
like,
up?
My original option has turned into, like, five other options, and I can't decide what I want to do now. So I'm just kind of getting my smoothie, and I'm going to decide. I have, like, these Russian friends that I could go with, and then I have these
Perfect.
Romanian friends that I could go with.
Oh, nice.
But it's, like, they're both, like, so funny. So I haven't really decided what I want to do, but, yeah, I'm getting, like, blown up right now with text messages. But either way, yeah. I think I always, like, when I do go out, I end up at this club called Club Congress. It's the downtown Tucson's historic hotel, Congress. And there's a hotel upstairs, and then they have a club downstairs. They have, like, four bars, a huge dance floor, stage, a nice big smoking patio. It's a really cool little club, and they play really good music. So you can't really lose there. Yeah, fucking. And then the great part about it is you get really drunk, and you can just go check into a room upstairs. And sleep it off, you know?
Yeah, right on. Sorry, I got distracted. I'm trying to, like, spam.
Okay.
I'm trying to spam, like, Twitter and stuff. And
nice.
Listen to you at the same time.
Nice.
Sorry, I've had a weird day.
I just bought the new Wombats album right now. I went to the record store and I just bought it. Yeah, I'm so stoked.
I almost bought
the
record.
Limousines album too, but it was kind of expensive. I was like,
"Oh, don't buy that!
It.
Don't buy it! I have it. I'll give it to you."
Okay, cool. Because I like to have like the albums themselves.
Oh,
I don't really
well, yeah.
Like
I don't have it. I downloaded
I have
the tracks.
Yeah, I have a huge collection of CDs and vinyl records, and it's just nuts.
Oh yeah, I don't
so
physically
much
have
money.
Any records anymore.
Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on vinyl alone. So. I have, like, right now I think I have 38 crates of vinyl, like, stacked in a bedroom, and then I have a storage room where I have, like, another 50 or 60. So, like, my own personal record store. It's pretty sweet. But, so, yeah, I went and got the new Wombats, and I was really happy. It was really cheap. It was $11. I'm like, fuck yeah, I can't beat that. So, I'm happy. I'm in a good mood. I'm getting ready to go out, get some drinks, have a good time.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting my drink on. I'm drinking some coffee.
Hell yeah. Gotta love that coffee. God, I wish I was in San Francisco, to be honest. So it's so much more fun to party in San Francisco.
Oh, dude, I was at a party today. It was so awesome. I sent you that picture.
Did you go to the Anonymous thing?
Yeah. I met one of the or a couple of the Anonymous guys.
Was that fun? Did you have a good time?
No, not really. I mean, it was cool. They were cool. They were nice guys. They were fun, and I chatted with them for a little bit, and they were totally down. And I think this one guy wants to be on my show, or is down for it. But I got there really late. It started at like 11. I got there like 2 hours late. I got there, and they were like shutting it down, and there was only a few of them left, and they were getting ready to go home. And I caught them just as they were like getting ready to bail, and I got them to like hang out for I don't know maybe 20 more minutes, and
nice.
I shot some video. There's only one guy left with a mask. There's only one guy with a mask. There was a few other people there though, and they were just posted up outside the Scientology building, and were just heckling with people with signs and stuff. And they gave me a. It seems like to me, basically, it seems what it seemed like to me is it was one dude that's really gung ho about trolling the Scientology building in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the one dude, and there's a couple of other anonymous like types that are like down just because it's anonymous related, I guess. But he gave me a little pamphlet, and here I'll read it to you. It says. Exposing Scientology. The Church of Scientology is a fraudulent cult that extorts millions of dollars from its members and destroys lives. Scientology has a documented pattern of deception. harassment, frivolous lawsuits, mental and physical abuse, and questionable deaths. Guarantees of religious freedom do not shield such conduct under the Constitution or law. Exposing the truth about the danger, crimes, and abuses associated with the Church of Scientology is not religious bigotry or a crime. Did you know that this unethical and self-interested organization is tax exempt?
Okay, hold on a second. I gotta order my smoothie.
Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead. Hey, can you get me some fries?
What?
Give me some fries. Yeah, I want some fries.
Just
curly fries. Curly fries with
I don't think
with,
they have curly fries.
Can I get with
cheese
sauce?
Can I just get a large strawberry banana smoothie? That'll be all.
And some onion rings. Onion rings.
They don't have fucking onion rings. Fucking McDonald's.
Give me a taco. Give me a taco.
They don't have tacos. Anyway, so fucking go on with your shit. That's awesome that you went though. I'm totally proud of you. I think that's awesome. I wish they do
cool.
shit like that here.
You know what I want to do? I figured out. I'm trying to put together my anonymous costume, and I think I've got it down. I think I know what my anonymous costume is going to be. It's going to be a hybrid anonymous with another character that I've done in the past.
Yeah, I have like tons of wigs and like crazy like hats
yeah,
and shit.
Me too,
so all
me
I have to do is like put some sunglasses on and some like big huge hoop earrings or something and a weird wig, and I'd be good to go.
Yeah, dude. I think I have. At least for my first video that I do participating as an anonymous person with the mask and all that shit, I think I figured out the character I want to introduce.
Hell yeah.
So I have so much video that I've shot that I'm just sitting on and doing nothing with. I've just been fucking finger banging my cornhole while it's sitting on my hard drive. I should be editing it. I got some really good video of this anonymous guy dancing on the side of the street. His little boombox.
Nice.
And his signs.
Hold on, I gotta get some change.
Yeah.
Hi, there's three. Hold on, let me get you the 59. 60. And you can just keep the penny, please. Thank you. I don't need a receipt either. Thank you. You too. Oh, how exciting. I'm back,
yeah,
by the way.
If you're just joining us, it's Kishu. She's just finished up ordering a smoothie at the drive-thru, and we're talking about my day today. I started off my day. This is literally what I did. I knew I wanted to use my megaphone in some capacity today. And I knew that there was some sort of skateboard thing going on down over by the Giants Stadium, and so I knew I wanted to make my way there but that wasn't starting till like 3:00. So I wanted it, you know, it was a nice clear day when I started my day, and I wanted to go out and see what else is going on. So I just went on Google and I typed in San Francisco rally May 7th. And the first thing that came up was this anonymous rally against Scientology. So I was like, oh, sweet, anonymous. I got to check this out. And so I went down there and hung out with those dudes for maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes. I went way out of my way to do it, too. And it wasn't much of a payoff, but so it was cool. I think I might have made a friend or two. And
I'm very proud of you. I'm a huge supporter of Anonymous, and I think that's freaking awesome that you went. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. I was totally late, though. I probably would have made more friends if I got there on time. But whatever. So I went from there, and then 50 Rubles alerted me to the fact that Thrasher Magazine was sponsoring. First of all, they sponsored some party last night, some huge party. And today, outside of the Giants Stadium, if you're not familiar with Giants Stadium, it's called AT&T Park, and behind the stadium, just behind the fence, just outside of the stadium, there's a little little thing of water. Their little, there's the bay. There's water, and it's and they call it McCovey Cove because it's just like this little sliver of water, and there's like a little and a lot of during games, a lot of times like, you know, people go out there on their little on their boats or their kayaks or whatever and hang out in the bay and hope that if somebody hits a really big, really long home run, it'll go in the water. Like when Barry Bonds used to play for the Giants, he used to hit just amazing home runs, like super long home runs that went out of the stadium and into the water. And like people would be out there in their kayaks and they'd like fish out balls that he could hit home runs. So there's like all this water out there. And what Thrasher Magazine did was they rented this sail barge, this huge barge, and they got these two tugboats to like pin in this barge, and on top of the barge they had a skate ramp built.
Thank you. You too, sir. Sorry.
They had this huge skate.
I got my smoothie.
Ramp. Excellent. Perfect. Did you get my curly fries?
No, but I just spit my straw paper at fucking the building because they fucking gave me another smoothie. Okay, last time I was here, they gave me a smoothie that literally was like half full. This time, it was like 75% full. So, fuck those fucking faggots. And I'm going to go park over here in this dark-ass parking lot.
Bastards. So, yeah. So the, in McCovey Cove, they had this skate ramp that was basically floating in the water. And so all the skaters, all the local skaters, there must have been like probably 1,000 skater kids at least.
That's awesome.
Just hanging out on the little, they have like a little like park lawn area there along the water. It's really beautiful. You can sit there, watch them skating, and in the background you see the stadium, the Giants stadium start to fill up because the Giants had a game that night. So the skateboarding went right up until the game started. So a lot of fans just came over and watched the skating and then went into the game. And it was pretty sick. I shot some video. I posted some pictures. And I'll do that again. I'll post it in the chat room in a minute. But
It
was so fucking cool. But I was enjoying it so much. I had my flip camera and I was out there videotaping. And I wanted to get closer to the action. I wanted to get right up to the water where I could like film, you know, the whole, you know, where I could videotape the entire boat or whatever it was. Again, I called it more, it wasn't really a boat. It was more of a barge that was like being pushed around by these two tugboats. So I wanted to get right up to the water to film it. And I noticed that nobody else was, they have like right against the water on the border of the water in the park, where the water in the park meets, they have like all these really big, huge rocks, like really huge rocks, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of sketchy. You got to be careful, but whatever. I was careful. I know exactly
what you're talking about. I nearly fucking died on those rocks once.
Yeah, so I went down on these rocks to get closer to the water, and I'm down there and I'm videotaping, and then all of a sudden I hear this, "Sir. Sir, you can't be down there, sir." And I'm just like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And I pretend like I don't hear it. "Sir, you can't be... excuse me, sir. Sir?" And I just keep filming. And I just totally ignore it. I've done this a million times, dude. I do this when I sneak into concerts and shit. I always just pretend like I don't hear them. And seriously, I was like, you know, I'm just going to keep filming and see, and wait till they fucking come down here and fucking grab me. And she just kept yelling at me. She's like, "Sir, sir, can you please, God, sir?" And then I heard this dude, suddenly this dude is like, "Hey, man, you can't be right, 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 right." And then finally I just turn around, I'm like, "What? What?" They're like, you can't be down there, sir. I'm like, "What do you mean I can't be down here?" Like, "You're not supposed to be down there." I'm like, "What do you mean I can't be down here? Who says I can't be down here?" She's like, Well, it's for your own safety. You can't be down there." I'm like, "You know, thank you very much, but you know what? I know how to keep myself safe. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your concern, but I'm okay." And I turned back around and kept filming. And I was just like, "What the fuck?" And then I kept filming for a little while, and then I didn't want to go down there for the whole time. I just wanted to go down there for like 20 seconds, film something, and come back. But I ended up staying down there an extra minute or two because just despite this bitch and this asshole. And and you know, and they of course they had they, I guess they were rented by the fucking Thrasher magazine to keep security tight or whatever. These they had like the yellow staff windbreaker shit. And so then so I kept filming and then I was just like, all right, I'm done, and I just walked back up. And then I was just like, oh man, I wanted to fuck. I almost walked. I wanted to walk right back up her in interfaith. But I was so like, and I didn't think about it at the time, but I had the megaphone with me, and I was videotaping. In fact, I think the videotape. I didn't check the videotape yet, but I might have actually recorded the audio in it. Like I think maybe during filming, I never turned it off. I can't remember if I turned it off or not. But I didn't film them, so there might be audio of it. I'll have to check. But. Fuck, man, I had the fucking mic megaphone in my hand, and I didn't use it. I felt so fucking stupid after the fact. I was like, fuck, I had a perfect opportunity to use the megaphone and just totally just shame this person. I already did a pretty good job of, like defending myself, but the megaphone would have just put it over the top.
That would have been pretty amazing. I almost, like, died on those rocks. Like, I fell and, like hurt my ankle really bad climbing
on
those rocks.
Yeah. I know why what they were doing. They were trying to, they didn't, you know, obviously, they don't want me down there because, you know, some kid is going to see me down there and go, oh, daddy, I'm going to go down there and just, like, go down there. They're going to get hurt. And it's just, I get it, you know. I wasn't trying to, you know, in retrospect, yeah, I should have probably, you know, have thought it out a little bit better or whatever, or not been such a dick or whatever. But
no, it's
still,
hilarious
because like,
there's not
I'm
enough
fuck,
people like you in the world.
But you know what was cool though is after the fact, like nobody said shit to me other than those two security people. Nobody said shit, and you know, plus it was a fucking bunch of skaters. You know, like they're if anything, they're probably all going to be like, yeah, dude, fuck you, bitch. So I was like, whatever. So I just went back up and sat down on the ledge up there, and I was just sitting there minding my own business, watching them skating. And out of nowhere, this lady comes up to me and just sits down right next to me, like gets up in my face, and everything is just like, you know what? I can't believe they did that to you. You're a goddamn adult. They treat you like you're a child. Ugh, how dare they? Oh, I can't believe that. Oh. And then she just, like, walked away. and, like, wouldn't even let me, like,
weird.
Thank her for being cool to me. I was like, hey, thanks. I appreciate that. Like, she, like, walked away. I'm like, damn straight. Whatever. It was fun, man. It was so cool. But other than that, it was fucking so cool. Everybody's just kicking it. People are drinking beers, smoking dope. You know, watching the skating and just going nuts. One dude, of course, I was looking away right when it happened. But one guy towards the end, like, of his run, he just decided he was just going to, like, launch off into the water. And he at one of his runs, just, like, fucking flew off the ramp and into the water and then swam back to the shore. Pretty fucking badass.
I just freaking lost my cigarette. They were here a second ago. Oh,
that's good. Cigarettes are a nasty habit.
They're still good for you.
Don't need
that. They're still good for you. That's weird. They were right there a second ago.
So this new Wompats. Wait a second. So this new Wompats CD is these songs that I've been playing you for you, are they from that CD or are they from?
Yeah. Tokyo Vampires and Wolves is from the new album is called This Modern Glitch, and Techno Fan is also off of that. It's a 10-track album, and it's amazing. It's a really fucking good album. Their first album was really good. It was called Boys, Girls, and Marsupials, something like that. That album was really good, but this album is like, I mean, it's fucking, the whole album is win. I mean, I really have become a huge fan of this band. Definitely digging them.
I'd love to hear another song from it.
Yeah, you should get some more songs. They have another video for track 4 called Anti-D, It's a good song, but I'm not as into it as I am the other songs. Jump Into the Fog is pretty good. They're all really good songs, but Techno Fan is probably my favorite song on the track on the album. But hey, Vince, you should play Techno Fan or one of my songs right now, because I actually need to check these text messages. I keep hearing it, these beeps.
Check your messages, bitch.
I will.
Do it.
How are you, lovely? Yes.
I'm doing it.
No, we're doing fantastic. Oh, the boys are super, super excited. No, they're jumping out of the trousers. No, we're going to make it there on time. No, I will see you there. Okay. All right, guys, we're here. Tokyo! I got some room. Come on.
And she's enjoying a smoothie.
And a cigarette now.
Breakfast of Champions.
Hell yeah. I think I should probably turn off my car instead of just sitting here wasting my gas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for my friend to come meet me over here.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. That is sweet. I have to pee, though, and nothing's fucking open. I think there's a CVS that's, like, right over here that might be open now.
They let you pee in a CVS?
Well, I'm sure. Why wouldn't they?
I listened to that other song, the Anti-D song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all.
Yeah, that's the only track that I don't really dig as much. And I don't
know
why there's a video
feeling that
for
at
it.
All. What about this track, Jump Into the Fog? Is that an old one or a new one?
It's a new one. It's off of this Modern Glitch. It's not too bad. It's a pretty good track.
They like all the synth keyboards.
Yeah, this album's
stuff.
Pretty synth-heavy. I like that, though. I used to play synthesizer. I have a Roland Juno D. I have a Roland D20. And they're really fun synthesizers. I'm really into all that stuff. But since I've had my daughter and stuff, I haven't, played synthesizers as much. I haven't done anything music-related. But eventually, when I get some more time, when she goes back to school, kids in school and stuff like that. Yeah, I can sing. I don't know. I think I have a really silly, funny voice, but that's sometimes,
that's a good thing,
well.
Actually.
Yeah, as long as you can hold
a tune and sing in key and okay. Stuff, it's you need to use your quirkiness to your advantage, I think.
Yeah, I have like a pretty much a bad enough. Tracks to make an album, but that I made with my ex, like that long-term relationship, but I've never really like played them for anybody or anything like that, so but maybe someday.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in that.
It's good times. But,
good times indeed. If anybody wants to join us here, the number 347-826-7667. Shouts to Donnie C, Red Medicine, and a bunch of guest listeners that have been in and out of the chat. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio and you want to, participate in the chit chat room, it's real easy to sign up. It's like any other social networking site. You just dial it in. You set up an account. You upload a picture. You create a screen name, and it allows you to log into the chat room and chat. And chatting is good. We like chat. And I also if you want to call in and chat on air, you can do that as well. 347-826-7667. It's Saturday night party sexy time. You call that number, and if you want to join the conversation, you press the number 1. Once you've dialed in, press the number 1, and that raises your hand and allows me to know that you want to join the conversation. If not, you can just sit back and relax and listen. That's fine. But if you want to jump in, it's the number 1. And I just uploaded... So I'm going to take a break here and upload another one of these tracks for Kishu. But in the meantime, I wanted to keep the party rolling here with some Isley Brothers. How about that? Here we go. Here's some Isley Brothers. I'll be right back.
Nobody said.
Bay, back with you and Kishu right here on Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. And I'm very flattered to have the sexy Kishu joining me. I'm, you know, her, the whoever it is that stood you up, their loss is my gain.
I know, and, right?
You know, I thought I was actually fully prepared to do a show without you calling in because I knew you were...
Well, I was going to call in either way. I would, like, go in the bathroom, you know, and call you or something. You know, I'm addicted to you.
I'm addicted to you, too. I'm glad you made it happen. Either way. But, yeah, I got that. So I'm uploading... What was that track? The one I just talked about. Let me refresh and see if it's up already.
Oh, there was this really creepy guy that just came up here and, like, parked, like, next to me, like, but in front of me, and was just, like, he got out of his car and he was smoking a cigarette and he was just, like, staring at me all weird and crazy. Hmm. Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Oh, Jump Into the Fog. That's the one that
I got.
Yeah, I think that one's a good one, too. I think I'm going to play that one in a second. Fuck it, I'll play it right now. Do you want to hear it right now?
Sure, play it.
All right, fine. I'm going to fucking play it then.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
play
all right, fine.
Play it, because I got to go. Hold on.
You got to go? All right, I guess she's gone. All right, fine. Thanks, Kishu. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. Here's Jump Into
I'm still here. I just said hold on for a second.
Oh, I thought you were leaving. It's fine. Just leave me. It's okay.
I'm not going to leave.
I know.
I'm talking to my friend.
All good. Let's jump into the fog, shall we?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Doing it right now, I think.
Okay.
All right, here
Sounds
it goes.
Like a plan.
Coming along.
Let's hear it.
Any second now. Here it goes.
Okay.
Come on, BTR. You can do it. Come on, baby.
I don't think it's working. Where's
Come on.
Smile?
All right. Let me refresh here. Hang
it's
on.
Smile.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never
see that. Oh, man. Don't tell me this thing is freezing.
You're supposed to be here right now. How did you know I was here? Shut up.
Yeah.
No. McSwan?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, I remember.
You had a
Yeah, I had the eclipse then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little red eclipse.
Were you waiting for a smile?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a smile.
You gotta wait.
Are you listening to me, Vince?
Yeah, I'm eavesdropping. I'm kind of interested in what's going on.
I have one of my really good friends. I'm doing a internet radio show with him. On the phone. That's what's going on.
Ask him if he's got a boner right now.
He wants to know if you have a boner. He's just shaking his head at me.
Right.
No, seriously, you just came right here and you just saw me. Shut up. No, Ismael told you I was here.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Tell him.
You guys flock to fucking together. Whenever you guys know that I'm going to be in town, it's like everybody's coming. Where are you going? Up in the rust.
Wow. That's kind of hot. That's kind of hot. I like it when you roll your R's. That's hot.
Oh, he got mad. He's coming back now.
Oh, shit.
Did you hear me? Did you like my Russian? I'm not the best. Oh, good times. I'm waiting for a smile. How did you know I was here? Because the smile told you.
No, yeah. I don't see him like a month or because I know living in Germany.
Yeah.
I come over here and make the peas.
Yeah. I was wondering. I was like, who the fuck is that crazy guy? Hi, Ben.
Hey, baby.
How's it going over there? I thought we were going to listen to some music.
You know what? I have totally lost control of my switchboard. BTR is not responding.
Oh, and nice. So you're just enjoying the entertainment over here on the side.
I think we're experiencing a BTR meltdown right now. And what I want to tell my listeners that are listening is,
we're
oh my God, are you kidding me?
Not you, Vince. Go on.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you. I was just thinking out loud.
Thank you.
I just tried to load just the regular BTR.com page, and it gave me an error message. Like, this is not good. BTR. I think BTR is having some issues. So anybody who's listening, don't leave the room. If you leave the room, I don't think you'll be able to log back in. Don't refresh your page. Don't refresh the chat.
It might fuck up.
It's already fucked up. I'm trying to navigate. Like, I tried opening another window. Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. I think we might be back on track. Okay, now we're... Okay, never mind.
You're back in business.
Yeah, all right.
This is so funny.
Okay, I got my switchboard back. Oh, and there's people on the switchboard. Hey, Goofy Bones here. Hey,
wow.
Goofy. What's up? What's up, Goof?
I'm just calling to say what's up, Vince. What's popping?
Nothing, bro. It's party. It's Saturday night party sexy time, although it's technically Sunday morning. You're on with Kishu and myself. We're just kicking it. Kishu got stood up by one of her friends, and so she's waiting to hook up with some other friends. And in the meantime, she's just hanging out with me.
Well, that's
but I ran into a friend while I was waiting for a friend. But I don't believe that it's just a coincidence. I think that a smile pulled you out here.
Well, it was destined by the anonymous gods. Destiny.
Right. Oh, I have to pee so bad.
Go pee.
Hey, Vince, that chick that I put on the phone, she's all in love with me. Fuck, she's a little hottie. She got big old titties, too. I'm going to bang her out, man. All day. I got her number and everything. She's a little hottie. I should have took a picture of her, man. But I got her number. We're already talking about dates, so it's like I'm
fucking nail that shit and get her saying. You got to get her saying Bill Wagner on audio.
Yeah,
while you're nailing
the name of Bill Wagner.
Yeah. That'd be so badass. If you could get that audio and put that up on YouTube, that'd be fucking the shit, dude. You would be legend.
Yeah.
You would be legend if you did that.
Yeah, but those guys, they don't like me.
Oh, no, they would like that, though. They would appreciate that, for sure. Bill Wagner would appreciate it. Hell, that's all that matters.
Man, I'd do anything for that guy that's hanging over my bed that I pray to almost every night. It's the great Bill Wagner, people.
Yeah.
So what's popping, Vince? What you doing? You smoking? Anything good? What's up?
You know, I'm just kind of like really kind of just tuckered out. I had a long day today, just gallivanting around the city. I went and checked out.
Hey, you were doing the you were going to people's meetings and throwing out your fucking Vincent the Bay with your little microphone.
No, I didn't do any of that. I wasn't inspired to. I had the thing. I had it with me. I did a little bit of that with the megaphone when I saw when I was hanging out with the anonymous guys. I went down and there was these anonymous guys that were they were picketing outside of the Church of Scientology, and I came through with my camera and filmed a couple of them. And
did anyone wear the V for Vendetta mask?
Yeah, yeah. There was one guy out there. There was one dude that was really gung ho that kind of put on the whole thing that was wearing it the whole time. But I got there late though, so I don't know. There might have been a lot more people, but when I got there was only like four or five people left. But I got flyers and shit, and this guy is like he seemed pretty stoked, and I told him about my show, and hopefully he'll call in sometime.
That's what's up. That's hella cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool, and I saw this, and I went to this impromptu skate ramp over in McCovey Cove behind the giant stadium. That was kind of a trip. So I've just been talking about that, and then I did an appearance on Debbie Daly's show. I hung out with her for like half of her show, and the Jew showed up, and Melissa.
Did you guys make up?
No, not really. Melissa Hopkins came on, and what we ended up doing was Melissa and the Jew would chit-chat for like 5 minutes, and Debbie Daly and I would chit-chat for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then we'd switch over and let them chit-chat, because we didn't really want to, like, Debbie and I kind of just wanted to do our thing, and it was obvious the Jew wanted to do his thing, and Melissa Hopkins had her thing going on, so they actually teamed up kind of nicely, and I don't know, they might be a new couple. Like, the Jew and Melissa Hopkins might be an item now, I think.
Oh my God! I'm telling you, in the universe of Blog Talk Radio, anything is possible. Anything is possible.
All right.
Next thing you know, I'm gonna marry Moxie.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Exactly.
There's some serious odds. Speculation Sports has got some long odds on that shit.
Now that's a speculation, people. Fuck. That's, oh man, Marcy hates my guts, but I don't care. I still love her. Anyways,
yeah.
Vince, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna go back to the club and talk to some other chicky wikis.
Yeah, man.
And,
that's what's up. Wait, can you disclose which club you're at tonight?
Oh, we are at the Foothill Lounge. Right here on the corner of Avon and White in the wonderful city of San Jose on the east side. The east side, it's not the poor side, it's the rich side, and it's my side, the east side.
That's what's up. Right on, bro. Well, that's Goofy
All right,
Bone.
Vince.
Shouts out to Goofy Bone for coming through tonight. Always a pleasure to have him on. And, of course, I'm Vince in Lay Bay. And if you want to join me, it's real easy to do. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And, yeah, there you have it. Looking forward to the Lakers getting eliminated, tomorrow? Hopefully the Lakers and the Detroit Red Wings will both be eliminated from competition tomorrow. And I'm looking in the chat room here, and I want to say shouts out to David Lopan, Lady from New Jersey, Red Medicine, and that guy last night. Shouts to all of you for tuning in. Shouts to Red Medicine. He says, Red Medicine's asking, Vince, do you like Chanology? No, do you think Chanology has been worthwhile? Do I think that Chanology has been worthwhile? I don't know. I don't think I explored Chanology enough to give you an answer to that yet. I'll tell you my little trip down to visit the folks that were doing the Chanology today. That was worthwhile for sure. I had a good time. I met some cool peeps and hopefully made some friends that I'll see again in the future. They seem like fun people, and I'm all for trolling fucked up shit like Scientology. I mean, I've trolled you got to check out, go to YouTube and just search for Megaforce. And you'll, I've trolled the Federal Reserve, the Los Angeles Federal Reserve. I trolled. I sort of trolled the San Francisco Federal Reserve building as well. I trolled Starbucks drive-thrus. I've trolled Jack in the Box drive-thrus. I've trolled police officers giving me tickets. I've trolled just a lot of shit. But whatever. Hey, David Lopan. But what was I saying? Yeah, so I thought it was worthwhile to go down and hang out with those guys and watch them troll the Scientology building. I would totally troll Scientology for sure, no problem. I wasn't there to troll. I was there more as a spectator. I was just kind of witnessing it. I didn't have a mask or I wasn't dressed up or anything. It was just me, my camera. They were cool. And most of them were, nobody else, like, I think everybody had already taken off all their garb and stuff, maybe. Or the people that were dressed up were gone. I got there 2 hours late. So it was just kind of like the organizers, more or less, or the diehards that were left when I got there. But they were cool. They chatted me up for like 20 minutes, and I got some good video footage of this one dude just dancing around with his mask on, and it was good times. And yes, you should definitely troll Melissa's show. By all means, troll Melissa's show. Please do that. I don't know enough about the details in Scientology. I've heard a lot of wacky things. And I know a lot of the better known Scientology folks, like John Travolta and Tom Cruise. I know those people are a little wacky. So, yeah. Anywho, if you call into the show and you want to talk to me, you got to remember, you call the number, which the number is 1-347-826-7667. And once you call that number, if you want to get into the show, if you want to talk to me, you have to press the number 1, and that alerts me that you want to call in, that you want to talk. If not, that's cool. You just sit back, you relax, you chill out. And I'm chilling the fuck out tonight because I'm really wiped out. I just walked all day today. That's all I did was walk. I took the bus to get halfway to the Scientology building, which the outside of the Scientology building here is actually kind of cool, but it's very subtle. In fact, I didn't even know it was there. I've lived in the Bay Area my entire life, pretty much. And I've lived in San Francisco for a long time as well, and I've been in that area many, 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 many times, and probably walked right by that building many, many times, and I don't think I've ever realized that was the Scientology building. I don't know how long it's been there. I can't even tell you. I have no idea. It's not like the Scientology building in, say, Hollywood, which is very in-your-face. You can't miss it. It's got like a freaking, it looks like a movie marquee or something. It's insane. The one here in San Francisco, very subtle. It's like right on the border of North Beach and the Financial District. And, you could walk right by it, and if you weren't looking for it, even if you're looking for it, you might not see it. Like, it took me a second. But it's there, and there's people going in and out today. And those kids were there with their signs, and it was interesting. But we have free will. We're supposed to be capitalists. We're supposed to live in a free society. If people want to partake in some sort of group think and give half or more than half of their earnings to some organization, you know, that's their prerogative. You can lead people to water, but you can't make them to drink, right? If they want to be sheeple, that's their, I get it, though. I get it, and I think there's something to exposing some of this crap, but I don't know. I'm still kind of feeling it out. But I like what I've seen from Anonymous so far, and I think that Anonymous, a lot of the stuff that they represent or whatever is fun and light and fluffy and cute and entertaining. So yeah, I'm gonna keep my eye out on Chanology for sure. And if anybody in Chanology is listening to this broadcast, feel free to call in and let me know what's up. If you have anything on the horizon that you want to promote, I'd be happy to facilitate that on this program. I also was handed another flyer pertaining to the freeing of Bradley Manning. Which this is another topic that I'm not sure how I've really decided I fall on this particular issue of Bradley Manning. He is, of course, the gentleman who uncovered, he's the 23-year-old Army intelligence analyst who faces life in prison for allegedly sharing a video of a U.S. helicopter attack that killed 11 civilians and wounded two children in Baghdad with the, that was, of course, leaked by WikiLeaks. He's also been charged with blowing the whistle on the, quote, Iraq war logs and the Afghan diaries. Afghan Diaries is not to be confused with the Vagina Diaries, which is also a form of work at Bradley's, which I have heard that Bradley is a homosexual. Not that that means anything, other than that he likes cock. And so, of course, this embarrassed the U.S. government, the State Department, the military, the intelligence community, and he's been held in extreme solitary confinement since June of 2010. And, so some of these folks that were out today were out there in support of Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning is a whistleblower. I don't think Bradley Manning needs to be tortured. And allegedly, he's being tortured right now. I think he deserves a trial of some sort. I don't think he needs to be just held indefinitely. It sounds like he leaked some classified information that needs to be handled through the appropriate channels, I presume. And if, I don't know, what did he uncover anything that was criminal? Because this helicopter attack looks criminal to me. I've seen the video footage. They shot a couple of news reporters that had video cameras. They thought these video cameras were guns, but they weren't. They were just journalists with cameras. So I don't know what the rules of engagement are out there. I don't think there are rules really. I think these guys are just, it's the wild, wild west out there. There are no rules. These guys are just out there to blow shit up. And this kid exposed it. They don't want that. They don't want you to see that. They don't want, just like in Vietnam, they didn't want you to see the body bags. And once we started seeing the body bags, then that's when public sentiment started to turn. But I think Kishu's back. She dropped off for a second. Hey, Kishu.
2004?
This is 2003, and it's good. Because most American guys, they don't have shit. You know, they don't have a fucking car. They don't have a fucking job. They don't have shit, you know? So, yeah, at least you got that going for you. You'll find a woman.
Oh, hey, does he want a woman? I can get him a woman.
Men! Fuck you! I thought you weren't listening. I thought I was being muted. Yeah, we're talking about how he's still not married. So I told him, he's looking at me like I'm crazy. I told him he's an attractive man. He can find a good woman, but like he needs to marry because he's Muslim. So he's like he's supposed to marry a Muslim woman. But he says fuck it, you know. He says I'll marry whatever. But I told him that I'm sure he could find a hot lady because he's got a really good job, like where he works. Like making airplanes and shit, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
And,
was he an engineer or something?
Nice ass car. Yeah, he's like an engineer. And,
wow.
And he could definitely fucking find like a good woman, you know? Like, he has a lot of shit going for him.
For sure.
he's
Russian?
Now,
he's Russian?
he's Turkish. But you're from Russia, right? Yeah.
Mm. So you like the bunga bunga?
Bunga bunga, what's that? Can I use your lighter again, please?
Bunga bunga party.
Bunga bunga party. You never heard of a bunga bunga party?
Nope.
Bunga
That's
bunga
so
party.
Random though, because I was just here and like he showed up and he recognized me and I haven't seen him in like 2 years.
Bunga bunga party.
It was weird. I was like, who is this dude? What?
Tell him how to make pee over there.
Oh, yeah. He said he made a pee. He make pee over there.
He made pee over there?
when he first came into the parking lot, he, like, got out of his car and walked behind these dumpsters. And I was like, what the fuck is that crazy dude doing? Remember I was telling him this crazy dude staring at me? And it turned out to be somebody I knew. It was weird.
Of course.
So I'm just waiting here for somebody to reply to me. And, fucker's pissing me off right now. But, I'm just chilling here, listening to your show, talking to you, and talking to my buddy here. And,
I heard you giving him some good advice. That was really, really, really good advice you were giving him.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm a good friend.
You're a great friend. He should be stoked. He's like that was a good pep talk. I was stoked for him. I was ready for him
right.
to go like you know, just break
it
some
smells good
heart.
Too. What kind of cologne do you wear? It smells really good. Versace. Oh, you're balling. He's fucking balling.
Bunga bunga party.
Hold on a second. I'm getting text messages. So. Oh, nothing important. God damn it. I'm so angry at my best friend right now. It's fucking pissing me off. If you're listening, you're fucking pissing me off.
I don't think he's listening.
Sorry.
Or she, or your friend, or whoever it is. I don't think that person is listening.
I'm sure he is. Ah! Makes me mad. It's a long story. I've smoked so many cigarettes right now, just waiting.
Oh,
my phone's about to die again. That's what happened earlier. My phone died, and I had it plugged into my car for a few minutes. Now it's fucked up.
Why don't you just leave it plugged in the whole time?
Because I didn't want to sit in my car. I wanted to get out and smoke a cigarette.
Okay. Do you have enough time to listen to Jump? Do you want to listen to Jump Into the Fog? Did we play that yet?
Did you play it yet?
No, we didn't play it. No. I didn't play it. No, I didn't play it. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'm going to plug in my phone right here.
All right, here it is. Bingo. Jump Into the Fog, The Wombats. With Vincent, it's Vince in the Bay hanging out with Kishu. And you, if you call in now, 347-826-7667, call that number. And then once you get dialed in, press the number 1. You press the number 1 if you want to talk to me. Okay, I'll be right back. Of people on the switchboard, but nobody's got their hands raised. I wonder if there's some weird funkiness going on where you can't raise your hand. Kishu, oh, there we go. No, never mind. Here we go. 936, you're on the air. What's up? Hello, 936, you're on the air.
Hello, how went on? Bits of the Bay?
Yeah, hi, who are you?
Yes, this is Todd Morris, how you doing?
Oh, Todd Morris, of course, hi, Todd Morris.
Yeah,
what's up?
Todd Morris, your good friend, how you doing?
Good doing to see great, you. Man.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like you're having an excellent show. What's up with the new time slot deal going on, Mr. the Bay? You're on pretty late now.
Well, this show tonight was just sort of a random late night Saturday night show. I usually do the Saturday night party sexy time as late as possible.
Oh,
but during the week, I like to go on at like 10 p.m. Pacific. Sometimes earlier though, because it depends. If like I had a guest last week that was calling in from the East Coast, and I went on at like 8 p.m. my time. So it really depends, but for the most part, I like to more or less stick to like 10 p.m. Pacific, which is 1 a.m. Eastern. That's usually when I start during the week. Monday through Friday, that's what I stick to. But on the weekends, it's like, hey, anything goes. It's like whatever I feel like. Because sometimes I there's other shows I like to go to. Like, I have my friend, what's his name?
Debbie Daly? Debbie Daly?
Ronnie Rucker. My friend Ronnie Rucker does a show Saturday nights at 10 p.m. And so sometimes I like to go to his show. But yeah, tonight, yes, you mentioned Debbie Daly. She had a show tonight, and I was over there hanging out with her for half of her show. And I had a really good time hanging out with her. And then I don't know. I put the microphone down and my headphones down for a second. I walked away, and I came back, and the goddamn Skype assholes were on there. So I got the heck out of there and started up my show. Here I am.
Yeah, that's pretty much how the Skype assholes work. Their appearances are always pretty much, I would say, unplanned.
They know how to clear a room. They know how to clear me. I just have no interest in hanging out with those guys. They bring nothing to me. They bring no entertainment value to the table whatsoever. Like, they're just a bunch of old farts who sit around on their Skype chat room and just chit chat nonstop, and they run their mouths nonstop. They talk over each other. You can't tell what half of them are saying. I don't think they themselves know what they're saying. And they just run their mouths nonstop. They call into my show, and half of them are, like, pissed off at the world, and they're taking it out on me. And the snake guy cannot – he has it out for anybody. Anybody other than Debbie Daly is just the devil to that guy and most of those people. So
no, he's the devil.
You know, I can't do anything. You know, obviously I'll never be able to do anything right in those people's eyes, and that's fine. I don't care. I don't give a shit. And I wish they would just leave me the fuck alone, and thankfully they have, except they called me once, like a couple of weeks ago, because I guess they felt butthurt because they were left out of this whole trolling that was fucking raid, this trolling raid that was going on for like a week straight. I think they felt butthurt because they were left out of it, so they showed up. But other than that, thankfully, they've stayed away from my program. But unfortunately, they frequent Debbie Daly, and I was over there, and they showed up, and that's my cue to get the fuck out of there, because I have no interest in dealing with that headache. They seriously give me a headache. I used to have fun with them. I used to like to mess with them. I know a lot of people out there do still like to mess with them. Like, Dick Burns is fun. I love when he goes into their chat room and fucks with them. But I just, I've had it. I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Skype assholes are quite annoying. Like, wow.
Oh, Kishu's back. Hey, Kishu. Sorry.
What's up?
Well, Todd Morris is here.
I'm here too.
I know you're here too.
Oh, I didn't know. I had me unmuted. My phone kept dying, and like now I'm driving to go get some food and go over to my friends. So.
I need some food too. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not getting food for me. I'm getting it for my friend. But I know. I'm sure he's hungry.
What else is going on, Todd Morris? What's up with you? Do you have any projects lined up?
Well, no, nothing really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else is on? What else is going on through? What else is on your mind?
Yeah.
What?
I'm looking for all of the crazy, sexy talk.
Crazy,
come on,
sexy
teach
talk.
You.
Oh yeah, you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy, sexy talk, huh?
Cause
it's
yeah.
Play it on me, baby.
All right, let's get the music queued up so she can get crazy, sexy with you.
Oh yeah, crazy, sexy. I like
crazy,
it.
Sexy, like shit in your mouth and cucumbers in your ass.
Oh
yeah,
oh my, that's how I like
God.
It.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you know you want me to just diarrhea shit all in your mouth.
Like Tub Girl, baby, like Tub Girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
got
do it,
it,
baby. Go ahead, girl, yeah.
So
take
better
it
than first. I have huge fucking hickories.
What? Hickories? Oh, yeah, hickories. Is that what you're calling about? Ah.
One.
Yeah,
swing
them around and around, baby.
There you go. Enjoy it, buddy, because this is the most action you're gonna get tonight.
Turn your
pal.
Asshole in and out.
Oh, damn.
You'll have hemorrhoids, and you'll be rubbing on your hemorrhoids and then licking your mouth, licking your hand. Oh, it tastes so good. Todd's hemorrhoids.
Shit. Wow,
yeah,
that was amazing.
I love it. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, so good. So good.
Thank you for that, Kishu. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the love.
Anytime,
babe.
Honey buns.
You are so amazing. Wow.
I know.
I'm gonna fap to that in the archives after the show.
Yeah. I'm gonna fap right now in the fucking car with all these fucking other people around me. Yeah.
That's so hot. Oh, that's so hot.
Fuck, it's actually really getting hot in my car. Oh, air. Okay.
Hey, shouts out to the chit chatters that are hanging tight. Alcoholic, Evan Coosburn, lady from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Evan Coosburn.
Yeah,
that's my boy.
Your boy's in the building. Lady from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And Samantha Ashburn. Wait, there's Evan Coosburn and Samantha Ashburn.
That's weird, right?
How many burns are there?
Right? There's so many burns. There's Dick Burns, there's Coosburn, there's Ashburn. And now I'm at Taco Bell Burn.
I'm heartburn.
I can't remember what this fucker is.
I got heartburn.
I'm doing well, thank you. Can I get a grilled stuffed burrito?
The beef, chicken, and steak.
The steak one?
Okay.
And... one 5-layer burrito.
And a chicken taco.
2 regular crunchy tacos.
Okay.
1 caramel apple empanada.
And a gordito.
Okay. Hold on, you're making me forget his fucking order.
And chalupa. And a chalupa.
And a
strawberry shake.
Okay.
No, and a banana shake. And a banana shake.
Can I get Oh, yeah, a large Dr. Pepper.
A large Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
Okay, anything else for you
tonight? That'll do it.
Total 9-11 at the window.
Okay,
thank you,
ma'am. Thank you. 9-11, yeah, everything's fucking Osama.
Oh, damn, Samantha says she's so sexy she burns. Well, Samantha,
burns,
let me see pics or it's not true, Samantha. Come on, get real. See her profile, see if she has a pic. Oh, damn. Hello, Samantha, baby cakes. Come to Papa. Hello.
Is she a hottie?
She's got a nice looking little cleavage action going on in her picture.
No, thank you.
Likey what me see there, Samantha. Again, Samantha proving one of my theories. I'm sorry, Kishu, I'm going to mute you for a second because you're really loud over there. I'll bring you back in a second. But Samantha, straight up, you're lovely in that photo there. If that is you, if it's not you, whoever's in that photo is a lovely individual. She might, for all I know, it could be a cross dresser. Don't matter. But I think if that is you, your name is Samantha. This once again proves my theory that. That chicks named Samantha are 99.999% of the time hotties. Chicks named Samantha are almost always hot. Chicks named Ashley's are usually pretty hot. But there's another one I'm missing. Jessica's. Almost always a Jessica is going to be a hottie. What else am I missing here? What other names of chicks are out there that are almost all the time they're hot?
Kishu.
Well.
Damn it.
There's only one Kishu, and she is hot. So.
Yeah, there's only one Kishu. I've like Googled so many times, and I'm like, I'm the only fucking Kishu in the world. Hell yeah, sorry, I'll roll up my window. I know it's loud.
Yeah, that's right, Samantha. You're so hot. The sun wears Samantha glasses.
Hell yeah. Is Evan talking in the chat? Because
I'm not online. I'm obviously.
Oh,
in my
yeah,
car,
that's right. Yeah, Kishu's not in. Not can't read the chat, Evan. So let me see what he's saying.
He messaged me and he's in a sad mood. And I told him, "Well, call Vince in the Bay and it will cheer you up."
Oh, cool, dude. So. Yeah. Let's see. He says, "You're tearing me apart, Al. I did not hit her. No, don't joke about that. I have massive internal hemorrhoids, even."
okay. But nice.
He said, "Yo." He said, "I eat WAP food." So he's eating Italian food, I suppose. I would love to. Ooh, I should make some. I should make some pasta. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I just arrived at my destination.
Oh,
so
cool.
I need to mute for a second, but I'll be back.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
Let's see. Hookers. It's a movie reference. Oh, I don't. Dude, I should get movie references, but I don't. Because I don't. I went to film school, and I love movies, and I went through a big, huge period of my life where I just lived for movies. Like, all I did was just go to the movies. A good chunk of, there was a couple of years where that's all I did. I didn't go out and mingle. I didn't go to bars. I didn't hang out with people. I just literally would work, and then at night go see, like, a double feature or whatever, two movies back-to-back. The weekends, I would just seriously, Saturday, I'd get to the movie theater at, like, noon and watch, like, five or six movies at a Megaplex. It was nuts. But I can't for the life of me quote movies unless they've been quoted so goddamn much that everybody knows them. But I have friends that can quote movies like crazy, and I just don't, half the time I don't get the references. Sorry. I just remember whether I liked a movie or didn't like a movie. That's it. I got some calls. Let's take another call from area code 541. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's up?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Hi.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Right on. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, not much. I was kind of bored, so I got on, and then I saw your show, so I decided maybe I should call and say hi.
Oh, sweet. Well, I'm glad you did. Well, this is, I call this Saturday Night Party Sexy Time, and it's doesn't usually live up to the title, but I do like having sexy ladies call in, and sometimes...
Oh, yeah, that picture is me, by the way.
That's you in the picture?
Yes, that is me.
Oh, yeah, you're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You're a gorgeous girl. You fit right in here on Party Sexy Time. You're very sexy.
Thank you.
You have some serious cleavage going on there, sister. What are you packing there? What size bra do you have, if you don't mind?
38 triple D.
Holy crap. Are you serious? Triple
yes,
D?
Yes, I'm serious. And they're all real.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I started getting boobs when I was like 10, so they've been growing since. It's quite heavy, actually.
I bet. Well, hey, you know what? You just. I hope you you're not wearing a bra or anything right now. Just let the puppies just breathe and relax.
They are. Trust me. It's the end of the day.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
What's the topic for tonight?
Well, tonight it's just open lines. It's whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to get off your chest. Well, it sounds like you don't have anything to get off your chest. It sounds like it's all off by at this point. So, whatever else you want to add to the conversation.
I'm not sure. I've pretty much had a long day, so I don't have really much to say. I was more listening to the conversation. I just thought.
Oh, right on. Well, we'll just start talking about some nonsense, and then I'll just leave you on. And if you want to chime in about anything, you're more than welcome to be to jump in. Do you have a show on BTR, or are you just, or do you just listen to shows?
No, I actually started I found this because I have a friend on my Facebook page called Johnny Kush.
Oh yeah,
He does marijuana time, and I'm a big pot smoker, so
of course.
I listen to that all the time.
Sweet.
Well, I live in Oregon, so that's where all the hippie pot smokers are.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite fun here.
Well, I'm in San Francisco, and we have quite a few hippie pot smokers here as well. And I'm a huge, huge pothead. I actually enjoy Johnny's show quite a bit. I don't listen to him live very often. A lot of times, him and I, our shows overlap, so I don't get a chance to check him out live very much. But I definitely listen to his archives all the time when I can. And
yeah,
I called him to a show a couple of times. What?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple times online.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get me to marry him.
Oh, really? Are you hot?
Yeah, he said he's going to move here and marry me.
Well, you have triple D's. I guess it doesn't even matter if you're hot. You just have huge tits, so it don't matter.
Yeah, but I guess so. That is.
No, I've seen the pics. You are hot. You're obviously smoking hot. Why wouldn't he want to marry you? Silly question.
Yeah, I have a picture of a hoser I made. And it's actually quite cute. I made this little bong. It has tubes instead of just like the shaft or whatever you would call it.
Oh yeah, I'll give you the shaft, baby. So what are you smoking tonight?
A little bit of blueberry and some Afghani Kush.
Sweet.
It's actually a mixture of Afghani and Super Skunk.
Sick.
I grow.
Oh, you're awesome. You got big tits, and you smoke weed and you grow weed. That's, you're like, I think I want to marry you. I think I want to marry you too. I can see why Johnny would go that route. I tonight am smoking. I went down to this place I like to go to. It's called the Green Door. it's kind of like a sex club, but for pot smokers. And I picked up some Platinum OG Kush, some Candy Jack, and Platinum Headband.
Damn, I want to try some of that.
Oh, you can try some of it. Come on over.
Yeah, me and a couple friends just started growing some blueberry, so it's come out pretty good. We're going to wait a little bit, though, because it's not quite outside season yet over here since it keeps raining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not warm enough. So we have to do it indoors. But I think it'll turn way better if it was outside.
Yeah.
So where did Taco Bell chick go?
Taco Bell chick? Oh, you mean Kishu?
I'm right here eating my huge taco.
Yeah,
I didn't go anywhere. I'm munching
taco
right now.
I want to film you eating her huge taco.
I want you guys to all eat my fucking huge taco. Just fucking munch on it. It's full of fucking camel toe apparently, and fucking it's fucking full of herpes and AIDS and fucking it's just so hot.
That does not sound positive.
I'm just kidding. I'm like choking on my fucking shit. No, I'm in a weird mood tonight. Tonight's been weird. Shut up, I can't hear anything. Not you guys, sorry. You sound like a fucking Muppet. Fuck you.
Oh my god. Dude, that's why I went outside to do this.
Right.
That's why I went outside away from the people.
I probably should go outside.
Yeah, I'm walking outside.
he might stop hard. If wait, hold
so
on.
So wait, what do you look like?
Is there a picture? I think there's a picture on my BTR
profile. Oh, you know what, Samantha? I'll send you a picture in the chat of Kishu. She's a cutie. I would be, oh my god, I would be in heaven if I was if the three of us were in bed together. That would be amazing. You don't even know.
With some blueberry weed.
I did three.
With some blueberry Kush and
Candy
Jack,
like
and you name it.
Fucking party.
I call blueberry weed my after dinner dessert. It literally
like blueberry
does taste
pie.
Like blueberries. It tastes like blueberry.
Like blueberry waffles?
Hi, girl.
I had to do it. No, there's this picture, Google images, blue waffle.
Nuh-uh. I have to look that up.
It's pretty wine. That's what I was referencing. I think Vince is silent because he knows what I'm up to.
No, I'm fapping to both of your pictures right now on my screen.
Matt, I wish I had my computer up and loaded and fucking could see how hot she was. Triple D's, man, that's sexy.
Dude, like, her picture only shows like the very top of her cleavage. It leaves a lot to the imagination, but you can still kind of tell that there's
my
something.
My cleavage goes to my chin.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I have this friend that, like, fucking one of his exes, like, fucking, she has, like, the fucking most amazing boobs. And I'm always like, oh, I want her. And then he gets mad. He's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
I have to say, I
would turn
Lizzo
for that chick. Hell yeah.
Because
I'm jealous
because
I have, like, little itty bitty boobs. Like, they're, like a B cup.
Little sugar tits. They're cute. They're cute little sugar tits.
Oh, no, those are adorable. Those are like...
I mean, yeah, they're adorable,
like,
but they're not fucking hot and sexy. They're just adorable, you know?
Oh,
they're not
shit.
Like fucking...
You know what?
You know.
All the lingerie that's made out there is made for people that size.
I've had the other problem. I can never find, like, that the boobs are always too big.
Oh, what? Swinging at trade places or something because they're always like tiny, like 8-cup bras here and shit.
Like, where do you live?
Especially,
what state?
I live in Oregon.
Right on. I'm in Arizona, so.
Oh, so you're close to
maybe
that drive by
all big. maybe all the bra sizes are all big here because it's all like Mexican bitches with huge titties. So.
Yeah, but all those Mexican bitches are all fat, too, so.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we have those two here, but, like, they all purposely wear the smaller bras. I have to go get mine specially made.
Damn.
I have to,
well,
like, literally go,
you know what?
To, like,
you don't need to get them specially made anymore. I'll just hold them up with my hands.
You're not the first one to say that.
Did Johnny Cush say that?
Charming, isn't he?
Did Johnny Cush say that?
No.
Oh, good. Good. I want to make sure we don't have like the same exact type of humor. It's good. Good.
No, but he said he was going to get married, and he was going to have my dad pay for a trip to Amsterdam so we could get married.
Oh, that's
hell
cool.
Yeah.
Make sure he flies me and Kishu out to be in the wedding party.
Hell yeah.
Like,
I
want to
be the
marriage.
Flower girl.
Or we could just skip the wedding, you know.
Instead of a flower girl, it'd be a bud girl. You'd have to sprinkle
yeah,
a little,
you'd be holding
little marijuana,
like
marijuana buds.
A plant.
Dude,
she'd be throwing buds on the ground.
Oh my god, on 420 on 420 in San Francisco, I have it on video. I'm lagging. I'm posting the shit, but there was literally a chick in the park dressed up as a bud. It was amazing.
As a bud?
Yeah, as like
That's
a huge
cool.
nugget with like little orange hairs and everything. It was
smoke
great.
Her.
And she was smoking too. She was a good looking black chick. I got her on the megaphone and I have some footage of it. I'll have to show it to you.
Sorry, I'm just not into the dark meat.
I, you know, You don't knock it till you try it, baby.
Oh, I tried it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I've tried it in both ranges, as male and female. I'm not that big on it.
It's
a color thing for me. Like,
I still haven't
really,
tried female
girl
yet, but the men are amazing.
Oh, vomit.
Now, I hooked up with a couple of half black, half white, and they were all very, very good, very, very good performers. And then I hooked, and then I hooked up with a full on black chick. Like, I'm not talking about no Barack Obama. I'm talking about straight up fucking Zulu goddess, like ebony princess, whatever, Nubian goddess. And she had, dude, those women have a completely different type of booty structure and mechanism.
No,
going
yeah,
on.
But they also have gross ashy skin, and they stink, and they have cottage cheese vaginas, and
even more so than the booty structure, even more so than how the booty is constructed, it's how it operates, the way they're able to move it and gyrate it and control it in ways. Like, I don't want to get too explicit, but let's just say, You want to hear this? Okay. Let's just say I was doing doggy one time with this chick, and I was just hitting her from behind, you know, working it, and she's like, wait, stop, don't move. And I just stayed still, and she fucking, you see these booty videos where the chicks, like, got their ass way up in the air, and they're shaking it really, really hard and stuff.
Oh,
she was doing that on my fucking shaft, like, back and it was insane. I've had it done before, but never like this. It was, I swear to God, it was like having a fucking Little John music video on my cock in front of me. It was amazing.
I personally am very cautious. I won't get with a black guy, and that's not me being racist. It's, I don't want to be ripped in half.
Oh, you know
personally,
what? I totally.
That is a problem
When it comes to black guys, like, yeah, I'm totally racist. And when it comes to sex and pornography, like, I can't watch a black guy in a scene for some reason. Like, especially if he's super black, like he's like with really ultra dark chocolate black guys.
Like, he blends into the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he's so black, he's purple. You know what I'm saying? Like, that scares the shit out of me. Like, that, I really don't see, like, seeing a fucking, a 15-inch, like, Tootsie Pop, you know, splitting some poor little Asian girl in two. That's another thing, is Asian porn. I think I'm racist when it comes to porn. I really am. I can't stomach black men, and I can't stomach Asian women. Like, my favorite site is XXXBunker.com. Over there.
Do you know what my favorite porn is?
What? What? No, I don't. What is it?
Robot porn. No, I'm just kidding.
Aryan porn.
Aryan porn?
Yeah.
All right. Aryan?
Alien porn? Illegal, yeah, illegal alien porn. She only likes it when illegal
Mexicans.
Actually,
my favorite porn is actually gangbang porn. I don't know why gangbang porn is fucking hot to me.
I
just love it when I can see
that.
Like, I think it's because it's a fascination where, like, I want to, like, if I was a guy, I would, like, fucking just tear a bunch of girls apart. You know?
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's take some calls, ladies. I think we have some folks that are interested in chatting it up here. Let's go. Area code 678. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, who's this?
I just wanted to thank you for saying Nubian goddess and all of that stuff. And then I'm going to take it back because you're just a beautiful black purple man. I like the black purple man. I like him.
Oh,
with
hey. You don't want to. That's what's up. No, different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it don't, you know, flow both ways. The porn racism, if you will. But I think maybe that's the final frontier of racism. Maybe that's the last barrier that needs to be broken down. Maybe one day I will be able to fap to a Mandingo 15-inch, you know, black Nubian cock, you know. One day I'll be able to fap to that. That day is not today, but I have a dream that one day I will I will wax my pecker shaft to some 18-inch black cock that looks like a goddamn chocolate surfboard.
Well, you see my booty. I know you like my booty.
Oh, yeah? PixArt doesn't exist.
Yeah. You've seen it.
I have?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Really? Wait, who is this? Did you tell me who you were? Are?
No, I didn't.
Who are you, if you don't mind me asking?
220 Love.
Oh, 220 Love. Of course, baby doll. I remember you. Yeah. It's been a while, I'm sorry, your voice, it took me a while to even place it. I know I recognized it, but it's been a while, doll. So I'm glad you came back through. You snuck up on me there.
I call in. I never press one.
Oh.
I like to listen.
Oh yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm.
I like knowing that you're listening. And hey, you know, you're one of the goddesses as far as I'm concerned, and you're welcome to stick around with Kishu and myself and all the other lovely ladies that are more than welcome to hang on here. Samantha's here as well. And let's see, we got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 000, blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, I heard you like child porn. That's sick.
What?
Know what you're doing, motherfucker.
Excuse
you're
me?
You're sick, man.
Are you referring to CP? Do you mean CP? Is that what you're getting at, sir? Lou?
I am referring to CP. Child pornography.
No, I meant CP.
That's fucked up.
I'm sorry. What was that, honey?
That's absolutely fucked up.
Well, you know what this caller is trying to do, right?
He's trying to get attention because he has a small penis.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, his penis is so small, it's technically a clitoris.
Oh, him and Lady Gaga must be related then.
You ever seen that film Hedwig and the One Angry Inch?
Oh my god, yes, I just watched that like 2 days ago.
Isn't that an amazing film?
Fuck yeah, that's like the best movie ever. I love that fucking movie.
Well, that guy has one angry inch as well. That's why that guy sounds so angry. That's why he's mad.
He has little man syndrome in the sense of his penis.
But I don't know, Vince. I mean, I've heard this rumor too. Are you sure he's not correct?
What rumor? What are you talking about?
You love CP.
I love clubbing penguins, if that's what you mean.
I knew you loved CP. I knew
cheese
it.
Cheese pizza?
I knew you were a
I eat cheese pizza all the time.
Oh, CP is confounding. We all know this.
Crunchy Pringles. Huh? Crunchy Pringles are good. I love crunching on Pringles.
Cheesy potatoes. Those are always
good. Oh shit! I just pulled myself. I went to spray some perfume and I sprayed it right in my mouth.
The guy. He's right here. You want to talk to him? Hang on. He's still here. Hang on. Here you go. All right, dude. What else? Next question.
Vince.
Yeah.
Vince.
What's up? Yeah. What's up, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that your site is sponsored by IcePie.net.
By who?
What?
By IcePie.net.
iSpy.net. I don't even know what that is. What? Tell.
No.
Inform me.
Ice-pie.net.
Okay.
So,
and what's your point?
Is that like eating someone out with ice?
You should. Well, if it's your sponsor, you know, you should. I mean, if you don't know what it is, then you should look it up.
I don't have any sponsors. I don't know where you're seeing this. No sponsors.
Well, it says.
There is one sponsor. You're right. There is one sponsor. We're sponsored by the folks that have developed a new human dog hybrid, and those folks are big fans of the show, big friends, big contributors, and I feel bad for not plugging them. I don't have the copy in front of me, but you should definitely support all the dog human hybrid folks. They know what's up. All right. So, anyways, back to the show. You were saying, caller?
The iSpy website that sponsors your site is filled up with child porn, and I'm reporting you to BTR and the police.
Okay, whatever, faggot. Go away.
And
you can have fun being raped by convicts.
Oh, you sound like you have some experience with that. So why don't you just go look at your child porn and leave us the fuck alone?
I've actually watched National Geographic Channel, and I'm only 15 years old. So technically, it's not child
porn
to me. You're
only 15. Then why are you up sitting here talking about sex with people?
Because
why are you looking at child porn? Because for you to know that there's child porn there, you're the one looking at it.
It's his sponsor.
Look, honey, I'll handle this. Hang on a second, honey, I'll handle this. This is, full disclosure. No, hang on a second. I don't want you to get it worked up. Look, full disclosure. Look, this is my kid, all right? It's Saturday night. He's got a curfew. He's got to be in the house by 10 every night. And this is his way of getting back at dad. I try to set down ground rules for my kids. I tell them, look, you're in the house by 10 p.m. I don't care. You know, you're not of legal age. When you turn 18, you can go out and do whatever you want. But until then, you're in the house by 10 p.m. And this is how he gets back at me. He prank calls my show. And he's trying to...
This is your child.
Yes, this is my son. My son is... This is Chauncey. Chauncey, why don't you tell the nice lady here what you're up to, okay? Chauncey, come on.
Vince. I'm not Chauncey. My name is Bill. I have no skin tags.
You have a skin tag between your legs.
I'm sorry. I could have sworn that was my son Chauncey. My bad. I might have been one of his friends. I don't know. They always try to fuck with me. Doesn't matter. Anyway, we got a couple minutes left to go, and we're going to get the fuck out of here. It's Vince in the Bay hanging out with the goddesses tonight. And if you want to get in while you can, 347-826-7667 is the numero. And let's
when's
go around.
When's your next show?
What?
When's your next show?
Oh, when's my next show? Tomorrow night, probably. Why? Do you want more, sister? Do you want this?
Every
this,
night, baby bun.
Do you want this to keep going? We can keep doing this if you want.
Okay.
This magic carpet ride can keep flowing. Into the archives. We just won't be live. We can hang out for a little bit longer. If anybody else wants to get in on the action, you better do it now. 347-826-7667. And we'll hang out for a little bit longer. But I'm starting to. I'm old. I'm 57 years old, and I'm really fat. I weigh 527 pounds. I'm working on it though. And so I can't take a whole lot of action, ladies. I hope you'll be gentle on me if we do go into some into overtime here. But before we do, before we leave the live listeners, Kishu, anything you want to say before we say goodbye to the live listeners?
Thanks for having me, as always. And everybody should check out www.blogspot.com/xdick, D-I-C-K-X, Burns, B-U-R-N-S, X. So everybody check out that sweet link, blogspot.com/xdickburns, X-dick-X-burns, X, three X's. Yeah, that's really all I have to say. You know, thanks for having me as always, and it's been a pleasure. Don't stop too hard, and
all right, cool.
Yeah.
Samantha, are you still there? Yes, Samantha? Do we lose Samantha? Samantha, going once, going twice. Oh, well. Shouts to Samantha if you're out there, if you're listening. I appreciate you tuning in. I will have a show tomorrow night. I don't know what time. It'll probably be super late again. But normally I'm on 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, Disorderly Conduct, Vince in the Bay. Check out the archives, blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Who did I miss? Who's still on the line here with me? Kishu. And Samantha, Samantha's gone. Who else is still with me? 678, who, Erico, who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, that's 220 Love, my bad. Yeah, 220 Love, thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to say goodnight, everybody who's listening live. I love you all. I will make love to you again very soon. And I'm going to take a little quick little break, come back, and hang out. Whoa. Look, you just hack up a lung there or something? Oh, Samantha's phone died. Aw, that's too bad. Oh, well. We'll catch up with her again soon. And I want to take a quick break here and play some Go-Go Bordello and be right back with you kids. Sit tight.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. Тебе опять запрещенное?
Совершенно запрещенное.
Белинского в Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Джаба Чаджи!
Almighty, creation, realization, naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time, press rewind, you know, today.
What a crime! In your time, it was not a crime!
Oh yeah, it's not a crime. And it's also not a crime for me to say I'm going to turn my show off right now because everybody hung up during that song. There's like nobody left. And I'm fucking tired and hungry. I think I'm going to go get some food. But shouts out to Alcoholic, Evan Coosburn, Samantha Ashburn, The Tech Pado, and everybody else that tuned in. That was cool. It was fun. It was Saturday night party sexy time. I don't know how sexy it was, but it definitely passed the time, I guess. So check me out on tomorrow night. I'll do it again. It won't be sexy, but it'll be, what the fuck is it? It's going to be a mega show with me, Vince, in the Bay. No guests lined up. It'll just be open lines again. So let's make this happen. Do it all over again. And in the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. If you want to call or if you want to send me a request or anything, send me hate mail, fan mail, whatever, vinceinthebay@gmail.com, vinceinthebay@gmail.com. That's it. All right. I'm out. Dig it.
So with the communist manifesto, gorillas in the mix, so devouring M&M and that so.
What a brother with an afro now.
Yo, go a flow for the Mac, and we the hoes so grow, cause the Lynchian brothers might get hung. Rhetoric flowing from the tip of my mouth, say tongue deficit.
Money spit,
that's the glint.
I'm a non-ethical welfare, 25%.
And I descend as I clinch and raise my
we
fist.
We did away with that.
So you can get with this, it's a twist, cause we'll overthrow like Kwame and Kuma. Spread around the world as if it were a business rumor. Bam,
bam.
Cut the record like a surgeon cuts a tumor from a brain.
We're all too stuck, so feel the pain.
From 400 years of exploitation, anesthesia provided by your local TV station. Patience is not a virtue.
I ain't waiting.
Turn the shit over like Bush did a boatload of hate. Like H-Rap Brown with the situation.
Broke in no calluses,
cause we're spitting dialectical analysis. So how is this we never had no funk? Until you found out that our trunks are revolutionary, huh?
Chuck.
Bump you over like dominoes, rat.
So free Geronimo, you jack a prat.
Lyrics, hear it, lyric, can't get near it. Got a sample, didn't clear it. Point blank says, fuck 5-0, that's the spirit. Cheer it. Spat out the fact that I consume news
that I was doomed since my day the first to be the wretched of the earth. Never had a dream that was American.
They go to like Cherokee.
Asparagus.
But that ain't nothing new.
Told the streets where they would go. Whoever paid that shit
got minimum wage.
Thank you, very nice.